Well, greetings in the name of Jesus. This is Bishop Harry Wood with Foundational Faith. We just come to you today excited, and I hope that you're excited, no matter what's going on in your world or your life right now, because, you know, I want us just to reflect on the thought of the Word of God today. No matter where you're at, what you're going through, you may be full of joy today. You may have some despair. You may have some sickness. You may have some affliction. But I want to bring an encouraging word to us today. We've been teaching and ministering from that of the Psalms 119. And I believe today that we just want to come and we just want to expound again about the gloriousness of the Word of God. I want to open up with verse number 17 today of the 119th Psalm. And this will be our third time together with the 119th Psalm. And we're doing eight verses at a time that deals with the fact that it is the Hebrew alphabet, each eight verses. So before we do, let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. And let's ask the Lord just to illuminate our minds and our hearts today. Father, we just come today thanking you that we can call upon you through Jesus, your Son. We thank you for the Word of God that gives us life, that gives us encouragement, that is our help and our hope and our strength today. And Lord, I pray today as we speak the Word of God, I pray that it'll be something that will just be encouraging to our Foundational Faith family. And Lord, I pray today we may be speaking to somebody for the first time that's listening to Foundational Faith Podcast. We're just believing that this is a moment that has been appointed for them to receive something from God today. And we thank you and we ask today for your word to speak to each and every one of us right now in Jesus' name. Amen. If you have the opportunity to turn with me today to the 17th verse of Psalms 119, I would encourage you to do so. I'm going to be reading it out of the King James Version. I may reference to a couple other things today. But we want to look in verse number 17. It says, deal bountifully with thy servant, that I may live and keep thy word. Open thou mine eyes, that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. I am a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments from me. My soul breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. Thou hast rebuked the proud that are cursed, which do err from thy commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies. Prince also did sit and speak against me, but thy servant did meditate in thy statutes. Thy testimonies also are my delight and my counselors. As we have been ministering on the fact of the 119th Psalm, we have been dealing with it as Psalm 119, and we're referencing it with prayer. So we've been calling this Psalms 119 and prayer. And with that in mind today, as we've already prayed, I want you to look at this passage of Scripture, these eight verses, as points of prayer of how the psalmist is speaking in his own behalf. First of all, the psalmist is saying that he has a desire for God to bountifully deal with him. And today, we ought to come with that same approach in God's presence, that we are not only asking and seeking, but we're expecting that God is going to be bountifully with us, how he deals with us. And as I think about that, I think it's important that we realize the word bountifully is something that gives us a thought of how that we ourselves may not even be worthy of what we're asking the Lord, but he desires to bless us. He desires us as his children to be enriched with his goodness. And today, as I think about the word bountiful, it can mean that of how a person is treated well, and how that we are brought into that of being weaned or being matured with that of God. It can be a recompense, which is a reward with a purpose. Maybe something we don't even personally really deserve. And then I believe that the psalmist here is saying in this passage of scripture, verse number 17, that I may live and keep your word. I want to ask today, have you ever really thought why you exist or what is a purpose of your life? I know all of us, we have commitments, we have things, we have family, we have life, we have work, we have employment, we have all kinds of situations we could elaborate. But you know, the older I get, the more that I reflect to think about the fact that really God and His Word is what sustains me and sustains you. And I'm so thankful today that we can have a relationship with a Heavenly Father and that Jesus has come in the flesh and He dwelt among us and He brought salvation through the redemption work at the cross and His glorious resurrection. How we can even look, how that we are bountifully blessed through even those things that I just recited. The very fact of His death, His burial, and His resurrection, and now that He's praying for us at the right hand of the Father. As we look at verse number 18, it says, "Open thou mine eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of your law." As I look at that, that is a prayer. And today, that ought to be our prayer. And many times before I take the Word of God and read it or even study it or even minister it, I make that passage of Scripture, verse 18, a prayer. Lord, I want my inner man. I want my heart. I want my soul. I want the real Harry that has the anointing of the Spirit of God to have the eyes open. And I want to behold. I want to behold wondrous things. I want to behold those things that are amazing. Those things that are wonderful. Those things that are beyond even maybe my acquiring, maybe even understanding. Things that are marvelous. Things beyond my even imagination of how great that you are to us. The writer of another of the Everyday Bible, which is known as the New Century Version, verse number 18 says, "Open my eyes to see the miracles in your teachings." You know, if we would approach the Word of God as a book of miracles, just think about the greatness and the power and the sovereignty of who God is. Just the very fact that He created the world is a miraculous thing to us. It's astonishing. It's wondrous. How that He could take even and create us as His crown creation, man, to be in fellowship with Him. And then God, even before the foundation of the world, so much loved us that He already had wrapped a gift in His very thoughts. And that gift was Jesus to come to this earth and to spread His arms to express His love for us upon a cross. I'm telling you, the Word of God is miraculous today. It still has the power to give us life and to change us in ways that we have not even thought or comprehended. As I continue on here, sometimes we may feel like that we are a stranger. And you know, it's amazing how that we can be in the midst of a crowd, but yet we're alone. How that we can be ourselves, but yet we're in the midst of people we work with. We're in crowds and in shopping malls. And wherever we go where there may be several people or hundreds of people, and we could even elaborate more. But sometimes that when we just think about it, how that we ourselves just seem like that we are a stranger in the earth. But you know, every one of us are known to God. He knows you today. He knows you. The question is, how well do we know Him? Oh, that's a question today to ponder. And the psalmist here says, "Do not hide your commandments from me or your law from me." And I think that's important today because we ought to be wanting God just to reveal Himself constantly, constantly. And you know, I think that it's important as we look at this passage of Scripture to understand that The psalmist goes on and he says, "My soul is crushed with longing after your ordinances at all times." Now, the King James says it like this in verse number 20, "My soul breaketh for the longing that it may, or that it hath, unto thy judgments at all time." As I think about this, I think we can understand that our approach to God ought to be in a way that we are continuing to seek Him, and we understand that He's there for us. I believe we ought to have a heart after God that we're longing. And the psalmist is saying that our heart ought to ache with longing. "I want to know your judgments at all times." I'm so glad that we can come and we can search the things of God. We can search God's word and we can find the answers of life. We can find answers when we're sick. We can find answers when we're weak. And His word, the very word of God, is that will bring comfort. It will bring direction with that of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. The psalmist goes on and he says, "You rebuke the arrogant, the cursed, who wander from your commandments." Also, we can understand from that there are those today that have no desire to really observe the ordinances of God. But the word says here that He has rebuked those. He will rebuke the proud and those that err from His commandments. The psalmist goes on to say, "Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept thy testimonies." Verse number 22, "Even take away reproach and contempt from me, for I observe your testimonies." Those things that are contrary, those things that we need to just realize that God will take us from. God is telling us here not to be insulted. Don't let me be insulted or hated because we have kept your law. We have kept your word, Lord. Lord, we're not to be intimidated because of whatever else may be going on out here in this world. And folks, with everything that goes on in our life sometimes, how easy it is for everything to bombard us. But if we will remember that God has spoken His word, He said He would never leave us nor forsake us. And as I think about that today, there's no reason for us to have reproach. There's no reason for us to be discouraged because we need to continue to stay focused on His testimonies. And even when there has been those that are speaking against us, maybe even society itself is speaking against what God said is the bountifulness that He wants to deal with us. That's how He wants to deal with us. He wants to deal bountifully with us, as we found in the first passage of Scripture. The psalmist here says, he talks about those that may be in rule. It talks about those that may have authority. It may be those that in some aspects seem like that they're more powerful or they have prestige that see it and they speak against us. But you know, our meditation ought to be in His word because, and that's what the psalmist said, "But thy servant did meditate in thy statutes." You know, I'm reminded of David, King David, how many times he sat on the hillsides watching the sheep, taking care of the sheep and in training to become the king in so many words, and how he meditated upon the law of God, how he wrote and he sung. And I can only imagine how that he sang songs that even calmed those sheep out there on the hillside. But you know, there was the times later in David's life that he had to continue to meditate upon what he knew the word of God said, even when he himself was being persecuted and being chased by King Saul. And King Saul's desire was to destroy David. And even in the moment that David could have took the opportunity to slay Saul as he lay sleeping, David was reminded from the word of God how that he was not to touch God's anointing. Folks, today, if we will live in that concept of what God says and allow the Word of God to bring us comfort, to bring us direction, and also agree with what God said He will do, because God will bring about what needs to be, because God wants to bring peace to us in the midst of trouble. And it may be that there's nothing at all that we can do except stand on the Word of God and allow God to operate to keep us where we need to be in the benefits. To be bountiful means we have benefits. And part of that is sound mind. Part of that is peace. Part of that is tranquility. Part of that is rest. Part of that is our well-being. Part of that's health itself. The psalmist said, "For I observe your testimonies." Folks, how many times can we reflect back that God was there when we didn't even know He had showed up? Oh, hallelujah. You know, it's miraculous and wonderful and glorious when God shows up and shows out. But those moments that we look back and all of a sudden just we see it, that God's been there in our midst the whole time and we didn't even recognize that He was there, and God showed out and God did what needed to be done to bring peace, to bring direction, to bring us through. Hallelujah. Folks, there may be those that are speaking against us. There may be those that are speaking against what God says. But let's stay meditated. Not medicated, but meditated on the Word of God. Your testimonies also are my delight. They are my counselors. As I began to think of a place to possibly close, I want to read that verse again, verse number 24. I'm going to read that out of the King James. It says, "Thy testimonies are my delight and my counselors." I read it just a moment ago. Out of the New American Standard. But I want to look at it, I believe, out of the New Century, or the Today Bible, or Everyday Bible. It says, "Your rules give me pleasure. They give me good advice." I'm going to tell you, there's going to be times that there's no counsel out here. There's nothing even in good common sense that seems making sense. But I want to tell you that if we will reflect and remember what the psalmist says here, "Your testimonies also are my delight." Can we say today that the Word of God is our delight? Can we say, as the psalmist says, "They are my counselors"? I believe it was the book of Proverbs that said that there is safety in the multitude of counselors. Listen, we have the Father, we have the Son, and we have the Holy Ghost. And we have that all together as being the mind and the Word of God and the will of God in action. And as the Holy Spirit is here, He's to give comfort. He's to remind us. He's to teach us. And today I just want to encourage you to realize that this passage of Scripture, even in the closing verse, "Thy testimonies are my delight." Let's delight in the Word of God. I want to challenge you today, if it's this passage of Scripture, or if it's your daily devotion, or if you don't even read the Word of God and you've come by this podcast, and you yourself will just look into the Word of God today. Look at it for the purpose of that, of the psalmist saying that it can be our delight. I want you to look for something that you could delight in the Word of God. And I believe as you do, it will transform you and it will begin to take action, that you'll find good health, you'll find counsel, you'll find direction, because the latter part of that verse is telling us, "and my counselors," or we could say, "they are my counselors, your testimonies, Lord, what you have decreed, what you have said, what you have done, what begins to come about as I see These are things that are bountiful. They are for my purpose. They are for that of how you treat me personally well, how that you're bringing me to a place of maturity with you, how there is the way that you just even want to reward me with just the graciousness that you are, and how we can live, and in doing so, we keep your word. Father, I just come today and ask that the word is spoken into our hearts. Lord, we are bountifully blessed today. Lord, if we would just stop and just reflect on what you have done. Lord, not asking for anything this moment, but just reflecting of how that we can just reflect on things that we know that the word of God has said. And we have seen them. We have seen them. It may have been yesterday. It may have been a few hours ago. It may be right now that we're seeing it manifested. Lord, let us reflect on those things with thanksgiving today. Because, Lord, as we come into Thanksgiving, Lord, we see afresh. We are renewed in the Spirit. And, Lord, we are encouraged. And, Lord, we're even receiving bountifully of your Spirit. Lord, today I pray for that one that may be listening that does not know you as their personal Lord and Savior. I just ask you right now, if you're listening, just to say this: Jesus, I'm a sinner. I know that you died for me on the cross. I ask you right now to forgive me of my sin. I trust you as my Savior. I don't understand everything, but I do believe that you died for me and that you rose from the dead. And I do believe that your word said that if I repent of my sin, that you will forgive me. And you said, if I call upon the Lord, if I call upon the name of the Lord, I will be saved. I ask you to forgive me of my sin, and I ask you to save me right now and to bring me into the family of God. And I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. I pray that somebody has prayed that prayer today. I pray some believer has been encouraged today. And today I want to encourage you. I want to challenge you to email us and let us know if Foundational Faith is being a blessing to you. You can reach us at Foundational Faith Ministry 2020 at gmail.com. 00@gmail.com. I hope that this has been a blessing to you. Share this podcast. Encourage others to become a family member of Foundational Faith. May God bless you, and we'll be talking to you soon. You have a wonderful and glorious day. In Jesus' name, amen.